Australia's consumer watchdog is pursuing new prosecutions against telcos that sell internet speeds they can't deliver. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is investigating all the major players, including Telstra and Optus, and says it expects to have cases underway before the year is out. Angela Lavoisier reports.
Plenty of Australians wonder whether they're being overcharged for their internet package, and the consumer watchdog is asking questions too. The chairman of the ACCC, Rod Sims.
You've got a lot of people who can't get the service that they've paid for, and of course that's extremely annoying.
He says the ACCC is rolling out a broadband monitoring program to find out when customers have been sold internet speeds they're not getting. It's also pushing telcos to be more truthful in their advertising. Most importantly, it's begun investigating major players in the industry and it's prepared to prosecute.
We are also now investigating breaches of the Act, where we think people, telecommunications companies, have sold a product to consumers, say, stating that they can get 25 megabits per second, 50 or 100, and they really should have known that the consumer could never get anything like that. And so we are investigating some companies with a view to taking them to court, either for misleading and deceptive conduct or for issues in relation to consumer guarantees.
Are you able to say which companies you're investigating?
We are investigating all companies, but particularly the major ones. We feel that the focus has to be on the largest players to send the better deterrence message. So there's a number of those, and I think it's fair to say we're investigating them all. Exactly which ones we take forward is another matter, but they're all under investigation.
It seems as if telcos, they're putting the onus on customers still to know whether or not they've chosen the right package or whether or not it's possible to get the high speeds that they've paid for, rather than taking steps to make sure they're not overselling. Do you think that's the case, and is it fair practice?
Oh, I think you are right that the telecommunications companies have not provided enough information. I think that's true of NBN as well as the retail service providers. And we've got to get that information out there. I mean, it's a crucial part of any good or service you buy that you need to know the price and you need to know the quality of what you're buying. Now, the key ingredient of quality is the speed. It's always hard to tell how long prosecutions or investigations can take, and obviously we need to understand the full circumstances of what's gone on. I mean, you hear a lot of stories, they sound outrageous. You've got to get behind and understand the facts, and I'm not sure how long that takes. My guess is that we will find instances where there is no excuse, there has been a breach of the law, and my guess is we'll be taking a few cases to the courts sometime this year.
Erin Turner from consumer rights group Choice explains overcharging for services is an ongoing practice in Australia.
Telecommunications companies have a long history of confusing consumers, making it really hard to compare products next to each other and even understand what you're getting. This is as simple as making it hard for people to understand how much data they need.
She's hopeful that prosecutions may prompt the entire industry to lift its game.
It is a huge step to hear that the ACCC is going to take on the telcos again. This is a sector that deserves to be taken to task for really dodgy information. Right now, it's really hard for consumers to understand what they're getting for when they sign up to an internet plan. The ACCC found earlier this year that 80% of customers were confused by the speed jargon, claims like up to or not really just understanding the terminology being used. Right now, it's hard for most people to understand what they're paying for.
Sure is. Erin Turner from Choice there, ending that report from Angela Lavoisier.